we want to.
We're live.
Okay, we're back. Sorry about that. Yeah, we went out and around. All right, joining us in the studio. Welcome back to Hometown Sunday Morning. I want to thank Commander Kirk Harrington for coming in this morning. Joining us now is Brian Oler, and he's going to introduce a guest here in a minute. But Brian, Kirk has done he said you are a member of the VFW Post. I know you're a veteran and served our country. He's done a great job at the helm of the Post.
He has. He has really rejuvenated that post down there. And just all the remodeling and the increased membership, he's really brought new life into that post. And I had the honor of being the commander from 04 to 07 after my first tour in Iraq. And we were able to expand the museum down there. And if anyone has ever had a chance to go down to that post and see the museum from World War One to present day, it's amazing.
It is. It's awesome.
Yeah.
And it's worth a trip just to go see that.
Absolutely. And we have a patch collection for the unit patches, insignia for the military. And a couple people have come through of some real status and familiar with memorabilia, and they're pretty confident that it's the largest privately owned patch collection in the country.
Really?
We have space shuttle mission patches. We have all branches. It's the U.S. Marine Corps, who typically doesn't wear a patch, but we have all of the prior insignia that they used to wear. It's pretty amazing.
So now you've been, as a representative, you've been working closely with him with the veteran program and helping other veterans. You talked about it here a couple of weeks ago when you came in. And that program, those programs, you think they seem to be coming along.
They grow every year. And we collaborate on a number of issues, whether it's a clothing drive or a food drive, holding a number of different events. We had a stand down there last year, which is similar to what the state of Connecticut does. Every year at Rocky Hill at the Veterans Home, they have a stand down where veterans descend onto the Rocky Hill campus. And there's a number of providers down there for health information, insurance information, or just your everyday needs. And we tried to replicate that in Canaan last year, and we had an amazing outpouring of support. Stadium Systems, for instance, donated all of their excess clothing that they couldn't sell, or it was just an order overage that they all donated to us, and the veterans were very grateful.
So you're up against it. You guys have an election coming up on Tuesday. How are your campaign? Well, why don't you introduce this gentleman here so that we can get him in a conversation.
Well, we do have a big election coming up on Tuesday. We are not here for that purpose, though.
Oh, you're not?
This was a surprise to you.
Oh, okay.
your good friends that are surrounding us let us know that this is your second-to-last show, and certainly, we're fully aware of all of the good deeds that you've done during your time here. And with me is State Senator Craig Miner, who is our state senator representing the 30th District, which encompasses all of Northwest Connecticut. And he's fully aware of all the good deeds that you have done, and we're here to say thank you on behalf of the Northwest Corner, but certainly the state of Connecticut, because what you have done, the tangible efforts that you have done throughout the tri-state area, even We can't even put a value on that. It's just your service has been invaluable, and we wanted to come here and present you with a state citation from the General Assembly to honor those good deeds.
Well, thank you very much. Welcome.
We're happy to be here.
And you said you've been in office 18 years now.
We'll be at the end of this term.
At the end of this term. And where do you live?
I live in Litchfield.
So you live in Litchfield.
Yep.
And okay, I'll turn it over to you guys then. Thank you very much for coming, sir. Appreciate it.
Yeah. So for the listeners, I'm going to read what we have. It's an official citation from the General Assembly, and this is to commemorate your service. It's introduced by myself, Representative Brian Oler, and State Senator Craig Miner. Be it hereby known to all, the Connecticut General Assembly hereby offers its sincerest congratulations to Dave McMillan in recognition of your 25 tireless and selfless years on air at WHDD, WQQQ, Robin Hood Radio, and your faithful and unwavering service to our local communities. As co-founder of the Sunday in the Country Food Drive, along with the late Robert Chatfield, you've helped raise well over $300,000 to provide Thanksgiving and Christmas dinners to tri-state area residents who could not afford it. Your comfort and grace to others will never be forgotten and forever appreciated. The entire membership extends its very best wishes on this memorable occasion and express his hope for continued success given this fourth day of November 2018 at the state capitol, Hartford, Connecticut. And it's signed by our Senate President, Martin Looney, Speaker of the House, Joe Arasimowitz, and Denise Merrill, our Secretary of State.
Well,
thank you very much, Dave, for everything you've done.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Congratulations. Thank you.
Wow.
Why don't you hold that up so Jeannie can take a picture?
Very nice.
We're going to take a lot of pictures.
You are. Jeannie Salad. Well, thank you very much, gentlemen. And I possibly couldn't have done it all those years without the support of my lovely wife and my mother-in-law, who actually gave, Bobby Chatfield to me is known affectionately as Chocolate Cupcake. That was my nickname for him. So,
and we donated the first two birds.
Yeah, my mother-in-law and Chris donated the first two birds for the first turkeys that we gave away. And at that time, I sat on a trash barrel in that in studio. So wow. That's how it all started. But anyway, thank you very much. That's
so we assume that you've handed over the reins to a new director.
Billy Anstett and his wife, Colleen, and he's going to be calling in because we're in the midst of our fundraising, by mail and by word of mouth. And he's been in touch with all the pantries that we do. We do approximately 13 pantries in the area, both on the Connecticut and New York State side. And, the unfortunate thing is the needs are still there, unfortunately. And some of the federal help has kind of dried up, and some parts of the state, different state organizations have had to cut way back. So the food pantries, for instance, I was in Lakeville yesterday at their food pantry, and they were distributing to families, and they probably had 15 or 20 people waiting to do their shopping. And, the volunteers, I've said this all along, the volunteers that run these pantries, whether it be Canaan or Millerton or Armenia or Dover, wherever we give our food to, they're tireless. And it's a weekly thing for these folks, So they have to dig up food items for a weekly giveaway. And, some of the items in this pantry in Lakeville, for instance, and I know I visited all our pantries over the years, but it's set up like a supermarket, and, they can come in and they get so much of whatever they need. And some of them, they have fresh vegetables and fresh fruits from some of the local farmers and things like that, and they have nutrition programs that they do, and they're tireless. So the couple of things that we do a year, Thanksgiving and Christmas, typically give the pantries a little bit of a break that they don't have to go out and try to hunt up 14-pound turkeys for 500 people. Mm-hmm. So it really gives them a shot in the arm. Now, we don't think we're doing that big a deal, but to them it is a big deal because that's